Chuck, you've been covering the Red Wings for a long time, and usually they're battling for the top of the division or something, but this is a race unlike anybody in the NHL seen in a long time.
Yeah, this is very uncommon for them. I mean, they're usually, like the last couple of years, they've been like, you know, near just the breaking point of getting in, but they've been in. But this year, they're like you said, they're really in a dogfight for the playoff life.
Chuck, and the thing is, you can't give an inch out east. I mean, you look at the seeds 8 through 13. I mean, it's ridiculous. You put together a 3-game losing streak, you're in big trouble.
Oh, you're right. I mean, the Wings right now are on a 6-game point streak, but the problem is they've got 3 overtime losses in those 6 games, and that's 3 points right there that, you know, puts them up to 52 points, and, you know, instead of 5 points behind Boston, they're 2 points behind Boston with 3 games on hand. So, yeah, I mean, overtime losses are just killing the Wings right now.
Now, looking at the Red Wings, I saw a report that Yarko has asked for a trade, looking for another opportunity. Do you think he's a regular NHL player?
The Wings apparently think they do, because they really like Drew Miller a lot. That's why they signed him to the $1 million deal for 1 year with some incentives. But they think they've got something in Yarko, and that's the one thing why he's never been placed on waivers.
Chuck, when you look down the stretch towards the deadline here, I mean, Kent Holland is one of the best general managers in the league. I think everybody can agree to that. But this is a slightly different position. What do you expect? Do you expect tweaks? Is there any indication at all that there's something bigger? Is this just a matter of tweaking and keeping that remarkable playoff streak going?
I think they're all about keeping the streak going. I mean, Thomas Vanek is the one guy that I see as a possible trade bait for them, because I don't see them being big buyers at the deadline. But, I mean, I think they think they've got things turned around here. They've got goaltending's been okay. Jared Kuehl's been unreal, you know, basically taking over the number one spot from Peter Mrazek. And Jimmy Howard's going to be coming back here soon. So I don't expect them to be big buyers. If they sell any piece off, it might be Vanek, and they're hoping to get a decent high draft pick for him, and they hope they can fill in around him after they lose him.
Chuck Plinus joins us. Chuck, goaltending, Jimmy Howard obviously was a brutal injury. What's the update? When's his return expected?
He's back skating. He hasn't taken any shots yet. They're hoping after the All-Star break that he'll be back skating regularly and taking, you know, shots after practice, and hopefully maybe return within the next 2 weeks.
Well, you've had 3 guys between the pipes so far this year. I mean, Howard has clearly been the best. Mrazek has got to get better. A lot of people were handing him the reins, and it just hasn't worked out that way. Where is he at right now in terms of his game and his outlook?
Again, Mrazek, it's a head scratch. I mean, he came in, they like his moxie. I mean, he's a very cocky goaltender.
Yep.
They like that about him, but he has a hard time not dealing with the fact that he's not playing well and another goalie's playing in front of him. He was kind of shocked he didn't start against Boston the other night. We still don't know who's starting tonight against Toronto, but we're assuming it's Mrazek, because Kuehl faced a career-high 48 shots last night against Boston. So he's just having a hard time taking a backseat to the hot goaltender right now, and the Wings need a hot goaltender that's getting wins, getting points to get in the playoffs.
Give us your read on Mrazek. You see him a lot more than we do. The expectations were there because he gave people reasons to have expectations. How did the wheels come off him a little bit to this point?
It's a very good question. I don't want to say it's the contract. I mean, he filed for restricted free agency. He filed for arbitration. You know, the Wings avoided it with him and gave him a pretty hefty raise. I don't want to say he's, you know, relaxed because he's got the money now, but, I mean, I don't think he expected Jimmy Howard to push him the way he did. And when Howard again started playing well, Howard overtook that number one spot, and Mrazek was forced to the bench. Before, whereas Mrazek came in and he knew he was the clear backup, I think he thinks he's the number one guy, wants to be the number one guy, but the problem is that mental thing where he's having a hard time dealing with it.
Chuck, this race, when you look at the Red Wings, if they're going to emerge from it and continue their 26 and extend it to 26 years in the playoffs, what do they have to do different that they haven't done to this part of the season?
they need more consistent scoring from the guys like Gustav Nyquist, who seems to be breaking out of this scoring slump. Thomas Tatar, it's all these young guys. They put a lot of, you know, their eggs in this basket with them. I mean, Dylan Larkin's had one of the worst sophomore slumps I've ever seen. He's a minus, I believe, 14. He's not scoring like he did. I mean, he's hurt right now. He's going to be out again tonight. But they need the young guys to step up, and because they're starting to get balanced scoring, at least from all four lines. The right, Zetterberg's playing out of his mind. Franz Nielsen is, you know, I would think one of their all-stars, and Thomas Vanek as well. But they need the young kids, like I said, Tatar and Sheehan. I mean, Sheehan still hasn't got a goal this year. And Nyquist to step up.
Chuck, we appreciate it. It'll be interesting to watch. Enjoy the great run. Should be one of the best playoff pushes we've seen in some time. Thanks for your time.
That'll be exciting. Thanks.